The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Some sectors of the economy have been going gangbusters since WA lifted COVID restrictions last year. Whether it's regional tourism operators or car dealerships in Perth, some people have been enjoying a boom in business. But the arts sector has been doing it incredibly tough, with many not eligible for JobKeeper payments and with venues facing restrictive capacity limits until very recently, those in the arts have faced immense challenges. So you can bet West Aussie artists were pleased to hear today that Andrew and Nicola Forrest's Mindaroo Foundation is throwing them a lifeline. The Forests are offering six $25,000 grants to artists and four $10,000 residencies at Mindaroo Station or Forest Hall at UWA. And in an Australian first, artists who get the grants and are primary carers will get an extra payment to help them cover childcare costs. Joining me now is an artist who received a grant last year as part of a trial of the program. He's an exciting young actor and playwright, Muraro Wongai. Good morning, Muraro.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Now, can you tell us what the past year of COVID has been like for people in the performing arts?
Well, it's been, I can only speak for myself personally, but it's been quite a roller coaster, to be honest. It's been a lot of waiting in terms of seeing if projects are going to come through or not, and kind of waiting to see if the restrictions are going to be lifted. And yeah, there's just a lot of nervousness, to be honest, in the air. And yeah, but I think in many ways it's really united us as well. We've really kind of looked out for each other as artists and really tried to spread the word around in terms of whatever grants or support that has been available to artists. I feel that we've done a great job as artists in looking after each other in our industry as well.
Mm. And so you were a recipient of a Mindaroo grant last year. Can you tell us what you were able to do with the money?
Sure. I was lucky enough to be able to receive some a grant from the Mindaroo Foundation, and I was looking to work with some four other amazing talents who are Perth-based, and yeah, I was able to do a development with them for a theatre piece that I'm looking to hopefully actually put on this year or further develop. And it was such a blessing because it wasn't a grant that had a project-based grant that had that needed to have an outcome.
Yeah, like so many, government grants are like that, right? Like they give you the money,
Outcome. But yeah, with this one, we're able to kind of just have so much time in the room to be able to find it, and just really play with the ideas without the pressure of trying to really put something on that's half cooked.
Yeah, because I have to say that sometimes I think it can be counterproductive to the creative process. If you look at film funding in Australia, it's very much outcome based, and that isn't always in the best interests of the project. I think this is a very interesting way to go about it. And usually it'd be the government who gives out grants to artists.
How
significant is it, do you think, that now WA creatives have another source of funding to develop their projects?
Significant is an understatement. It just opens up the opportunities that much more. It means that those who have been able to receive grants from the government can go on reaching to them for, you know, funding that works for the kind of project that they're looking to put on. But it also means that artists at home might not have even been considered for some of these grants, because the government grants can really be time consuming, and you really kind of need to be able to speak that language to be able to even eligible for them. But it's amazing is an understatement, to just be able to know that there's other avenues to be able to sustain yourself as an artist in WA.
Mm. And now, I saw you on stage last year with Kate Walsh, who everyone knows from Grey's Anatomy, in the play The Other Place for the newly formed.
That was such a fantastic journey.
Yeah. Well, what was it like working with Kate on that?
Oh, fantastic. She's amazingly humble, talented, and just someone that's just, she was, it was literally like Dalip Sondhe said, it just felt like we're all in a masterclass getting to perform with her, because it just really, I mean, when you see someone who's at the height of their, you know, of their journey as an artist, and they're still able to kind of come down to you and be able to give you some tips and advice and just help you along your own journey, it was humbling and just very, very enriching as well.
Mm, fantastic. And you were great too.
Thank you very much.
All the WA artists out there, you can apply for those grants right now. Actor and playwright Muraro Wongai, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Ben. Have a beautiful week.